Just want to share a little bit from the Christmas story. We've heard our kids got us started with that already. In the dark fields around Bethlehem, the night lit up in a blaze of glory. An angel proclaimed to lowly shepherds, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ, the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." Now, if one angel were not terrifying enough, the sky split, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." Glory. Glory to God. Glory to God in the highest. Glory is the bright shining of the confluence of all of God's attributes, who he is, his character, his nature. God is holy. He is completely other. The divine three persons in one God. He is spirit. He is eternal, sovereign, good. He knows all, sees all, unlimited in power. Beyond time and space, he fills all. He is just. He is love. He is patient. He is merciful and gracious. He is worthy of all of our worship. Here's the astounding thing. God's glory, the confluence, the radiance of who he is was put on display that night in a shepherd's cave through the labor pains of a young, unwed mother. The glory of God was placed in a stone trough that had been used to water sheep. The glory of God entered into humanity in the person of Jesus. Jesus of Nazareth, the Word who was with God and who was God, the Word who was in the beginning, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. The divine and eternal Word of God put his glory on display. John says, goes on to say this, "No one has ever seen God. The only God who is at the Father's side, he has made him known." Jesus himself claimed to his disciples, "If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. I and the Father are one." Hebrews tells us, we've been looking at the book of Hebrews in our Advent series on Sunday mornings. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2 says, "But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he created the world. He, the Son, is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature. And he, the Son, the baby in the food trough, the water trough, upholds the universe by the word of his power." Jesus is the radiance of the glory of God, the exact imprint of God's character, God's nature. Jesus puts the glory of God on display for us to see. 2 Corinthians 4, Paul writes of his practice of openly proclaiming the good news by which we can be saved. The good news that God was born to die for my sins. He says this, even if our gospel, the good news, that Christ died for our sins, even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. In their case, the God, small g, of this world has blinded the minds of unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel, the good news of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. You see, there is a satanic blindness that prevents people from seeing Jesus for who he truly is, from trusting in him, from being saved. According to Paul, those who are blind to Jesus truly are perishing. Satanic blindness keeps people from seeing the light of the good news of the glory of Jesus Christ, who is the image of God. But friends, God can overcome even this satanic blindness. He goes on in 2 Corinthians 4:6, for God who said, let light shine out of darkness, has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. It is God's sovereign creative power that triumphs over the darkness and gives light, light to us, light in our hearts, the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Do you see it? The glory of God in the manger? The glory of God Most High in Jesus of Nazareth, who hung on a cross to pay for my sins? For yours? That's why he came. Do you see it? Ask God to give you eyes to see it. The glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Ask God for eyes to see. Ask God to open blind eyes, open hearts, to perceive Jesus for who he truly is. Here's the amazing truth. When you've seen it, you'll spread it. God's glory is uncontainable. It spreads. We're going to light candles. We're going to pass this light around this room. And as just a picture in a little bit of that spreading the flame, the truth of the knowledge of Jesus, who he is, the good news in the face of Jesus, the glory of God on display. When you've seen it, you'll spread it, because God's glory is uncontainable. The shepherds that night went to see the glory of God in the face of the baby in the manger wrapped in swaddling cloths. Jesus, God the Son. Luke 2 verse 16, and they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. That word is sanitized for us. The shepherds understood that. When the angel said, this will be a sign for you, this is something radically different than anybody ever does, ever. You don't put babies in nasty, stone cold food trough, water troughs for animals. That's gross. The shepherds understood a manger. This block of stone gouged out with a hollow so that it would collect water and the sheep could come and drink or eat out of this manger. We went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, as it had been told. told them, glory, glory to God in the highest, the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. The radiance of God's glory on display in Jesus, who left his Father's side to become human, to become one of us, in order to take our flesh, ultimately to take our sins, in his own body on the tree to pay my price so that I could enjoy today his glory in his presence forever. That is good news of great joy, and it is for all people. First of all, it's for you. Will you receive it? Simply recognize, I'm a sinner. I understand what I deserve. The wages of sin is death, eternal separation from God forever. Perishing is what the text calls it. That's what I deserve. But Jesus came to die in my place, to bear the punishment I deserve, so that I can be given a gift I don't deserve. That's what grace is. And it's a gift to be received by faith, simply recognizing I'm a sinner, I need it. There's nothing I can do to earn it, but I'll take it and receive that gift and say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And he says, yes, I will fill you with my Holy Spirit. I will transform you from the inside out. I will make you new inside. I will make you a light to this dark world. Good news of great joy. It's for all people. It's for you. Have you received it? If you have questions afterwards, please ask. We'd love to point you to Jesus. It's for you. If you will receive it, will you? Let me pray, and I'll invite the worship team to come back up to lead us in a couple more songs. Father, thank you for sending your only Son, Jesus. Jesus, thank you for coming to pay my price, to take my place, to bear the wrath of eternal God that I deserve by my rebellion, my self-centeredness, my pride, my failure to worship you as you deserve. Thank you, Jesus, for taking my place and paying my price and offering me the gift of eternal life in your presence, enjoying your glory forever and ever. Thank you for the gift. I pray that each one here would receive the gift, treasure the gift, and spread the good news that Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. Jesus, it's in your mighty name we pray. Amen. 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 God bless you. May you receive Jesus for who he truly is and spread the good news about him to everybody you come in contact with. God bless you. Thank you for being part of our Christmas Eve candlelight service. If you've got questions, we're here for you. We'd always love to chat, answer any questions you might have. God bless you. Thanks for being here.